29 of an olive by the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that the size of the opening has to be dalet al dalet. So one wants to know why dalet al dalet. So Leiman Tanan stomach Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. This should be, would be a proof. If it's Tam Mishnah going like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, Dumer Kol Pachas Midalet is Kalaba Dami. So any opening less than nine, less than four tefachim.
Wrote a window.
So is considered like it's closed. Any gap which is less than four tefachim, according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, is considered lovely. So therefore, you have to have an opening which is 4x4. It's not to be considered lovud. But according to the Rabbanan, which hold that lovud is anything less than three, but three already is not considered lovud, so the chur, you could have an opening which is three, and that would be sufficient because it's not lovud anymore. So therefore, it should be considered an opening. The Omer Kol Kapachan Dal is Kalabadami. More so, no, if you'll take Rabbanan, we could say that the Din of Rav Mishnah goes like the Chachamim. Because Ad Kan Lo Pligir Rabbanan Olay the Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, Elo Nil Lavudit. You're dealing with, you have a gap between two spots with the gap of less than three is considered lovud, and three already is not lovud anymore. According to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, it's up to four, and four is not lovud. That's what they argue. Avlinyan Pisco, but over here we're trying to say that there's considered a valid access point between the two chatzeris. So that if the rabbanon modu the ika dalad al dalad choshev v'loy loy choshev, that to be considered a doorway, it has to have a gap, it has to have an opening of 4x4. So the two halachas are not totally different. I think we discussed this once. We had the same type of conversation. So in regards to a Pesach, the din of the tumah, so the tumah is going to go through a doorway, so the doorway is considered tumah even though it's closed. So he said if you open up an area, either a door or a window which is 4x4, so that could be a way you could take the mace out through that spot, so then it's retire all the other Pesachim. So the shear is 4x4 because the definition of a Pesach is 4x4. Okay, so then the more to ask a question like this, the end of the Mishnah seems to be obvious based on the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have to have a doorway, a window, which is 4x4 within 10. If it's not 4x4, or it's not within 10, you can't. Okay, I mean, that flows obviously from the sefer flows from the Reisha. If you told me you have two requirements, I understand. If you don't have them, either one of them is missing, it's no good. More answers. What the Mishnah is teaching me that from the Seifa is time of the Kulam Lamalam Yud. The only that when is it a problem? If the whole window is above 10, but if part of the window, even if not the whole window, is within 10, so once part of the window, even a mashu, is within 10 tefachim off the ground, then even though the rest of the Pesach is above 10, that still will allow them to be ma'ariv together if they wish. Tanina lohoda to rabbanan. And then we have a place in the Mishnah which we can point to. It's teaching us the halacha which we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says explicitly kula lemalam yud. If the majority, over here, word kula means majority. If the majority of the window was above 10, and we saw the besecha sora, and part of it is within 10. Our kula b'sech yud, the majority is within the 10 tefachim on the ground. And we saw the malam yud, part of it's above 10. So both cases, ma'ar ben shnayim b'mrotzim ma'ar ben echad. If they wish, they can use that as an access point between the two chaseris. So more of this asked Akash on the Bryce. So the Bryce seems to be second half of the Brisa is unnecessary. Hashta kula malam yud. The first case was the majority is above 10, and it's a little bit in the bottom is within 10. Second case was the majority is within 10, and a little bit is above 10. Right? So if the first case is true, so kula b'sech yud, m'sotzim alam yud, boy, you need to say that case. It's obvious. Moran says, you're right, zubin circular mezukatani. Sometimes the Tana will give you two cases, even the second case is not necessary. Okay, let's see Rashi.
Going back to the too much, there the petak, dollar al dollar, there's no restriction about who told us all, is it?
I don't think so. But well, because we'll see by a bias, there's no dinner of a techasara. This is by Chatzeris. We'll see by case of bias, there's no dinner of techasara by Erev also.
And the techasara is such that the part below the window should not be a form of pizza.
Hello, good morning, Rabbi Kramer.
Right. Well, it's more than that. I mean, just it's so that it generates that there is within 10 tefachim, which is the shear of the mechitza, there is an access point to somewhere. Rabbi Shimon, Pepirka Kama, the Braisa, the Gemara. So Rabbi Shimon is what's quoted in the first parak, and the Braisa quoted in the Gemara. Okay. Hakam Ashmon, time of the Kula of the Malam Yud. The Mereish Avimina, Kula of the Sech Yud Abina. Just the ratio alone, I would have assumed that. If you don't listen, don't repeat to me.
Yeah, I realize I'm starting to do the rash.
Okay. Dimarisha, I'm in a kula with Sechyud Abin. I would say that you need everything should be Sechyud. Mixos of Philo Mashu, even if Mashu is within you, that's sufficient. Okay. Amr B'yechonon, Mishnah Gemara. Chalon Ogul, Sarah Shehebe Kefei Esim V'Arba'ot Tfachim. So, if the window is round, if it has a circumference of 24, it's going to have a square of 4x4 inside of it. And if you want to have that square within 10 tefachim of the ground, so just having the bottom of the circle within the 10 tefachim is not sufficient, because that's not a size which is dalet al dalet. So you have to have ushnayim u'mashruhu mehen besech yud. You have to have two and a little bit of a tefach within the lower 10 tefachim. And then you'll shimi ravenu nimsa mashu b'sech yud. If you make the square there, you'd have the mashu of the square 4x4 within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's how Tosis learns, which is a little bit easier than Rashi on that last point. We'll see Rashi. So now the more goes to a math issue over here. Why 24? Michti. So the first question is ignoring the fact you need a 4x4. You just need the more is focusing on, you need a diameter of 4. So the more says that we just need a diameter of 4. So kol sheyesh b'keifo shloi shetvachim yesh b'murach v'tefach. We know that the circumference of a circle is we're giving it the approximation is 3 times the diameter. So if I need a diameter of 4, so I need a circumference of 12. So the betrayer said, so 12 is enough. And Moore says, that's good if you just need a diameter of 12. Hani mili bigula, if all you need is a circle which has a diameter of 12, you're right. Al ribua, minan tfei, but you need to get a square of 4x4 inside of the circle, so circumference of 12 will not give you that. Circumference of 12 would give you that the circle would be inside of a square of 4x4, but the circle will not contain a square of 4x4. Okay, Morris says, okay, fine, let's work that out. Michti. Kama Manuba Yeser Al Eagle. How much is a square greater than a circle? Is a revia. So if you if I know that a circle, which is has a diameter of 4, has a circumference of 12, we know in general, if you're going to have, had you made it into a square, it'll be a quarter larger. So a so the Mor says Bishitzer Sagi. So 16 is enough. The Mor says no. Hanimili Igula Denofik Migay Rebua. Rebua Denofik Migay Igula Bein in Tvei. Mor says you're right. If I want to compare the circumference of a square, which is 4, which has a diameter of 4, you know, as it were, to a circle which has a diameter of 4, the answer is that the square will have, the circumference of that square will be 16, will be one quarter greater. It's still talking about the circle superimposed inside the square. You're comparing a circle inside of a square to the square is a quarter greater. But that's not our goal over here. Our goal is to get a circle which contains a square of 4 by 4. A ribua the nafik migay gula, a ribua square which is going to be found inside of the gula, inside of the circle, being in tvei. So we need the circle should be that much larger. My time in Mishum Mursha the corners, so because of the extra area around the corners. Okay, Mursha says okay. Let's figure it out. So what you really need to do is take the diagonal of the square and make that your diameter, because then you'll have anywhere you go around the side of the square you'll have a 4 by 4. So what is the diagonal of a 4 by 4? Michti kol amsa b'ribua amsa b'shrei chumshi b'alach sana. We know that every amma if you have a square which each side of the square is an amma long, the hypotenuse of that, if you make a triangle down the middle, you make a diagonal down the middle, it's amsa b'trechumshi b'lachsoina, because a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So 1 squared is 1, 1 squared is 1, so 1 and 1 is 2, the square root of 2 is 1.4. So, doing that same calculation when it comes to a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, right, so we'd say that for every 1 tefach you need 1.4 or 1 2/5. So 4 times that is 4 times 1 is 1, and 4 times 2/5 is 8/5. So you need 5 3/5. A diagonal of 5 3/5 will be the diameter of the square. The square you make the diameter of your circle, so that the circumference that we assume is 3 times greater than the diameter. So you take 5.6. Multiply times 3, and that should be the circumference of the circle that you need. So 5.6 times 3, so 5 times 3 is 15, and 0.6 is 1.8, so that's 16.8. So the Mor says, so if that's true, 17 minus a fifth, which is 17 minus a fifth is 16 and 4/5, 16.8. Sagi, that's enough. So the circumference of your circle needs to be 16.8. If you want to round it up, you call it 17. But why 24? Sagi. More answers are Birchen Omar, Kidayon the Kesri, Vemelord Karabon the Kesri. The Birchen followed the statement of this group, either was the Dayanim or the Rabbanim of city of Kayseri. The army, they said, Igula Migoy Ribua, Rivua Migoy Gula Palga. So Kayseri, you have the circle inside of the square, so the square is a quarter greater. In case you have a square inside of the circle, the area of the circle is another half greater. So if you'd want to make the square at 16, 4x4, so then the circle has to be 20, has to be a half of that greater. So that's 16 plus 8 is 24. The Gemara in Sukkah comes out that less of the, we don't hold like them because we see them in Tzitzis, it's not like that. And Tosafot, we were asked the Kasha, if you look at the Tosafot, about four lines down in the first Tosafot, there should be four lines of the narrow lines down, eight lines down. Because Hech Tod, the Yonik, the Kesri, Chazin and the Lav Hochi, I mean, we see that, you know, it's a fact, you can measure it, you know. So how do they make such a mistake? And then he asked Akash Minegu Bey from their statement to her, if you're willing to discuss, you recognize that the difference between the square instead of the circle is only a quarter greater. So if you would extend that out to another square, another circle, you wouldn't need a half greater. So Tosafot is a teretz that they were talking about a specific case where what they're saying was actually true, and the Rabbi Yochanan and the Shas made a mistake and assumed that they were saying a general rule. They were talking about a very specific case where their halacha was true, where their calculation was true. Tosafot gives you the case of the calculation. Basically, Tosafot says they were discussing area and not circumference. The mistake of Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara over there in Sukkah was to assume that they were talking about circumference, not area. Tosafot says that. See Rashi. So Rashi, hey, be careful, Esenberg, but the bottom Rashi, I'm Ivan and Aleph. Without having a circumference of 24, you don't have a square of 4x4. If you have a circular opening, the bottom, the middle of the bottom, it's going to be lower. That's its low point. As you move from the bottom point of your circle out, you're moving up, because the bottom of the circle is the lowest point. So the way Rashi learns is you need to move from the midpoint to Tvachim plus this way and 2 Tvachim plus this way to say you have enough of the Chaloin within the 10 Tvachim. Tosafot is measuring it from that point going straight up to an amashu. Rashi is measuring out to an amashu in each direction. So it's going to have a width of 4 and four and 2 mashuhus. It's 1 tefach in a mashu in each direction. So you need a tefach, me'am social account, 1 tefach this way, and 1 tefach the other way, me'am social account tefach, void mashu plus a mashu. So if you've moved up from that bottom point to 2 tefach in each direction, 2 tefachim, then you have part of your square within dalet al dalet. Because when you make the square, If you're going to lose, you make that square inside of the circle, the bottom of that square is going to be up from the bottom of the circle. From that, the mount of the circle, which is between the two corners of the square, the chotzad. This is because we would fill in that. Here's the square. We need to fill in all this gap to make the circle on the bottom. So you'd have to move up to tzvachim. It's a svinah lo b'vinah levi aruvua to get where the square is. So then, part of that will be now within 10 tzvachim of the ground. Al panei roichiv hachaloyin, across the width of the chaloyin, being wide enough, being down and wide. So if the ribua inside of the eagle is you have to add a half. So if it's 4x4, you add two here and you add two there. That's the half that you're adding. Klamer mida nuseris b'ribua ribah ha'igol alav. That amount of the square, that's how much more that the circle is on that. So the square is 16. You have to add another 8. The heck of a meruba is tezayin. Nimsa ha'ogel is rabba love ches. Rei beis tochem ha'chotzat. So if I look at the eagle as being another 8, so you add 2 tochem here, 2 tochem here, 2 tochem here, 2 tochem here. That's what Rashi says. The Tosfos says that points out that's true, but if you start from your bottom point and you move out a tefach each way, you haven't went up to a tefachim. So you still don't have a square of 4x4 by doing so. So Tosfos says we're actually measuring two tefachim up plus a mashu. What's he? One second, maybe there's a picture. Here we go. See, can you see this picture? If the circle is, you draw a square inside of the circle. So you want to have it within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's 10 tefachim. So you need to have measure from the bottom of the circle up 2 tefachim and a mashahu. That will, if the that much of the window is the circle is below 10 tefachim, means the square is below 10 tefachim. The bottom of the square is within the 10 tefachim. Okay. Rashi. We need the bottom of the square to be within 10 tefachim to set apart the window of Dalet al Dalet is within 10 tefachim. I need to have more of the circle within 10 tefachim to have the bottom of the square, because the square is within the circle.
What more of the circle?
I have to have part of the opening within 10 tefachim. If 10 tefachim is here, I put a little bit of the circle in there, but that's not where the square is. The square is within the circle, is up here. Hanimun yibigula, kadas reich of davar ha'ogel, havi tefach, kadas reich of ogel, enrichab elabim sos. If you want to use a circumference of 12, so the diameter is 4, it's not a square of 4x4, it's just a diameter of 4. So you're right, if your diameter is 4, so the rule of the that its full width is only in the middle, and so you take a diameter of 4, you get a circumference of 12. But on Rechav Dalet, we need a square, we don't need a diameter for. We need a diameter. We need a multi-directional four. Shiracha, but the dose of kmitas am so that it's the same width at the edges as it is in the middle. The length of the sides is the same as the across the middle. So more so, okay, fine. So b'shitzer 16 will give you that. B'shitzer hekav sagi. Dalet hekav l'chol ruach. That's four on all sides. The meruba of a square. So more is back. Yeah, you're right. If you draw a circle inside of a square, so the circle is 12 and the square is 14. Excuse me, 16. Four tefachim on each side. So how do you build the sagi for your river? You add a quarter. I'm having a sheet, sir, which gives you 16. Migulah the nafik migarubuah, the circle which is inside of the square. Kagan chaloyin meruba, dalad al dalad. So you write a window which is 4x4. Hekefa sheetzer. You go around the four sides. The perimeter is 16. Vimagalta migoy voy. If you make a circle in the middle of that, and dein roch of dalad el beelm. So it's only eight. I said the words wrong. It's only four tefachim across the middle, but as it goes towards the top or the bottom, it's not as wide. It's the cave of tracers. It has a circumference of 12. Mitvei alei meruba revia. So the circle is, or the square is a quarter more than the circle. But that's not what we need. You need a square of 4x4. The cave of sheets, so you're making a circle which is only 16 around. So dal the chalruach, you're trying to get you, I mean, so you need to get create a square which is has a perimeter of 16. Begoigul inside of the circle. Levad my the midlis imigula. Boy, but that, so there's a certain amount of the circle which is going to be outside of the square on all sides. So if you want to create a circle which is that big, boy, you need a larger hekif. You need to get the corners in. David Dalad, you need to have them. It's a full square all the way out to the edges. So Morris says, okay, fine. We can figure that out also. So we have the rule is whenever you have an amma square, so the alachson is 1 2/5. If you want to make that into a circle, so this circle will be enough. Bipusya with the width of the dal tvachim. Valachsonon migula, four tvachim with their alachson across the circle. Chaldaber shav ogol shav midas alachsonon the midas himso a circle, your diagonal and your going across the middle of it will be the same length. Dwayne was up because it has no corners. So you need to make a alachson, which is the equivalent of that square. So how about them a heavy pussy? How? So then that width, how big does it have to be? Dalad v'tam nichum shir, it has to be four tvachim and 8/5. Dalad v'chamisha utlas kumshi, that's 5 2 3/5. Kimakafta ligula, then you take that and make the circle around that diameter. Daishiuru kamahavi hekefa is what's that going to be? Chameser pushki, so it's going to be 15 tefachim. V'tisha chumshi, and then another 9/5. The havelu shivser nechi chumshi. So that's 17 minus a fifth. So more answer, ribu migoy gula palga. They hold, but run the case, they hold ribu migoy gula palga. Board the mishkel minay. Palga. You have to take take a half of the size of the square that you add on, and that's when you get your circle. So if I want to make sure I have a square which is large enough, I have to take away a half of, so if I have 24, I take away, I divide it into three parts and I take away one of them, and that would give me a square of 16 with a perimeter of 16 according to their calculation. It's half of the remainder, which is a third of the original total. So you take 24 and divide it into three parts, and you create a square of 16. So what you've taken away is half of what of the square. Tamanya, which is 8. Michaptal, 8 out of the 24. Pasher Lushitza, that gives you 16 left. The Sphere Lahu, the Chol Achsona, Hachi Havi. That's how they calculate. So they have a different calculation for the locks, and Rashi says. And that's what he says. What does that mean? I mean, you can, it's actually measurable that's not so. Okay. Let's hold it here.